The fluorescent lights in your office buzz softly while Tyler sits with his shoulders tight, hands jammed in his hoodie pocket. Beside him, his mom, Monica, keeps her phone face down on your desk like it might start recording on its own. Tyler says the same student has been targeting him for weeks, getting shoved into lockers, having food thrown at him at lunch, and receiving late-night texts that read like threats. His story matches two earlier incident reports you have on file, both closed out with warnings. The accused is Evan, the varsity quarterback. He is one semester away from a full-ride scholarship offer, and his coach, Neil, is already calling this a mistake that doesn't reflect who he is now. A couple of teachers echo that Evan has been calmer lately, more focused, finally growing up. Your handbook is not vague. Sustained bullying, especially after prior warnings, calls for suspension and can trigger an expulsion referral. Monica leans forward. If you do not enforce the policy, she says she will go to the superintendent and the local news by Monday. Tyler does not look up, but you can see his knee bouncing under the chair. You have to decide what happens next, and everyone in the room is waiting. What's your call?